Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. I'm so glad that you're joining me for Love Your Addiction. This is Jude Albright. Everything on this planet has a life, has a vibration that includes you and me. And addictions, they have a life of their own too. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to help you recover from the belief that there's something wrong with you, that your addiction has been bad. And I'm also wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? When you love and appreciate something, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept your addiction rather than fight it and give it love, you are so much better able to see what it has been trying to show you about you. With loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's an awareness for you. Love never, ever, ever hurts. It's your fear that is coming up. So please forget what our movies and songs and TV programs program you to feel about love. Today we are going to be focusing on when is I'm sorry needed? And we will be touching on Soul Step 9, which reads, quote, made direct amends to anyone we believe we harmed. And explaining that step, we would admit to others how our misperceptions may have contributed to their personal pains, and we can express our regrets. We can tell them either in person or writing on the phone, text them in our minds that our behaviors were unacceptable and unloving, and that we were sorry for those actions. And when we do that, we can release our guilt about being a bad person. And we also allow the release of the emotional pain that we've been dragging around. So can you see how guilt and shame and blame keep us stuck in self-pity? I changed the time today of the program that usually airs at 3 o'clock because I was unable to be on the air at 3, and that's why I'm doing it now at 6 o'clock. And I realize that most of us don't like change. And what I'm really talking about is asking you to listen to what we have to say with a very open heart, because for many of you, it will be a change in your belief systems. So, please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the top of your listening page, or you can call in at 516-453-9181 with your insights and with your questions. We are all in this together. And I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life. Let's get each other there. I am not out to try to change anyone. As a matter of fact, I can't change you. You are the only one that can change you. I am simply the messenger of truth for you, which bring new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. So we are talking about making amends. And to me, making direct amends means I'm sorry. Now, in reality, there isn't too much that you really need to be sorry for, because addictions are here to help us learn something about ourselves. And they also help the people we love who are around us, who are upset as they see us in our addictions. It helps them realize what they need to look at about themselves. Are they trying to make you into something that you don't want to be? There are a lot of different questions that we can ask ourselves and we can ask others. But please note, and I say this very, very sincerely, the first person to make amends with is ourselves. Because actually, we are the only ones that we have hurt. Now, I'm going to say that again, because a lot of you, I'm sure, are getting an attitude that I don't know what I'm talking about. I am talking from a purely spiritual aspect, that we are the power, and we have the power to hurt ourselves. And we have been taught how to do that very, very nicely on this planet. But in actuality, we're the only ones that can really hurt ourselves. Now, I'm talking about emotional pain. I am not talking about physical pain. Yes, if there was physical pain that you caused another because you were fighting somebody, or in a robbery, you attacked somebody, yes, that is physical pain. And for you to truly recover and bring the joy back into your own life, the best thing for you to do is to feel sorry for the fact that you did cause somebody physical pain. Now let's look at emotional pain. You may have added to another's emotional pain, but you did not cause anybody's pain, because only they are responsible for accepting pain. Let me give you an example. Many, many people, when they are in the addictive stage, will curse out loved ones, will say very, very mean things to people. I have had clients who have regretted the fact that they have, in stupors when they were high or when they were drunk or when they were involved in another addiction, they called their teenage daughters whores. Now, that's a horrible, horrible thing to say to a teenage daughter, and it can leave tremendous scars. However, that daughter has to believe what you said and believe that she is a whore and take that in as her pain. Did you cause that pain? No. But did you contribute to that pain by what you said? Certainly. So, if you are really sorry for having acted that way when you were involved in your addiction, then it's certainly in your best interest to say you're sorry, because you impact everyone around you with your energy. We are energetic beings. I said that at the beginning of the show. And when we hold a grudge, or when we are in an unforgiving state, we have a very, very low vibration. And when we vibrate at a very low vibration, we attract other situations into our life that will also have low vibrations. But when we forgive, when we forgive ourselves especially, because remember, we're the ones we have hurt, then we move into a higher vibration. And that high vibration of forgiveness is around 350, whereas when we're holding grudges and we are not sorry, we're into anger and resentment, and that vibrates at 150. So you can see how when you truly step into a higher vibration of forgiveness, of I'm sorry, your life automatically changes. That's a promise. And many, many programs, many, many therapeutic addictive programs do not really stress that as much as they need to stress that. So, hasn't the pain that you caused yourself been helpful in getting you to the willingness of letting go of your addictions? There had to have been pain, or you have not wanted to change, because most of us don't like change. I said that earlier. Well, I'd like to add another point to that, something that you probably have not considered until now. What if the pain that you contributed to others has done the same thing for them, inspired them to look at their behaviors? Therefore, wouldn't it be win-win for both of you, for you when you were stoned and high, and for the person that you loved or who was trying to change you? I'm going to say this again. You do know, don't you, that you really can't cause emotional pain for others. They have to accept the pain first. So therefore, they are ultimately responsible for accepting your pain or not. So, I'm going to ask you a question that you've probably never been asked before. Could you now, with that new awareness, thank those pains and those hurts and those sadnesses? Because they brought you to where you are now, where you are willing to look at the fact that there has been pain. Let me give you an example. Let's say that Sue feels very rejected because her husband Kyle has decided to file for divorce because of her reliance on oxys. Her continual mood swings and negligence in caring for the house and the kids really prompted the divorce. And Sue doesn't want a divorce. And because of her pain, she has decided to look at her drug addiction and get some help. Both Sue and Kyle are thankful for their rejections of each other, because they both are now getting their needs met. Sue has gone into counseling for her addiction, and Kyle has stood up for himself and is refusing to take Sue's abuse any longer. Perhaps they'll be able to work things out, or not. That is not the point. The point is, both are honoring themselves because of the rejection, and it has become a win-win situation. They will both realize that they need to make some changes. And speaking of changes, I have a list of the top 20 weirdest laws in the United States and in Europe, and these laws are still in existence today, which shows how countries, societies, people do not like change. For example, in bars and restaurants in North Dakota, it is forbidden to serve beer and salted pretzels together. You can serve them separately, but never together. Now, I am sure today's bars and restaurants do not follow that law, but it is still on the books. Here's one that really made me laugh. Women in Vermont are required to have the written permission of their husbands for the right to wear dentures. Doesn't that strike you as absurd? And I doubt whether that law is actually carried out, but it is still on the books. And here is probably the silliest and the best one yet. It's illegal to feed Wisconsin prison inmates with butter substitutes. Now, I would imagine there are many butter substitutes that they are given because they are much more cost-effective than butter, and I'm sure that our prison system is looking for cost-effectiveness. Now, I told you those were the weirdest laws that are still on the books. What beliefs are still in your mind that are obsolete, that no longer serve you, that keep you from admitting that you're sorry, especially to yourself, because you are the one that you have hurt the most when you are in an addictive state? I'm going to ask you some questions to think about that may change some of your beliefs. Have you expressed remorse for your actions to anyone, especially you? And how are you thankful for those actions? Here's another one. What strategies did you use to express your regret? And did it become win-win for both of you? And can you now add thankfulness to any grief that you went through? Because when you really get to that point of I'm sorry, there will be gratefulness. And please remember, in order to feel guilty, we have to have judged ourselves. So what judgments about yourself have you released by saying, I'm sorry to you? Yes, you may have acted like a jerk. You may have acted like an asshole, but those were actions as a result of your addictions. That doesn't mean you are an asshole or you are a jerk, or maybe you are, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you are. So it is looking at a judgment. And here is a really big one that I'm asking you to look at and digest. Are you aware that when you judge pain, you are judging your source, or you're judging God. When you judge your addictions, you are judging your source, or God, or whatever else you want to call your source. So I'm wondering, what do you need to do to stop judging and simply allow? You might want to substitute the judging with, okay, I made a mistake, so now I'm not going to act in that same way. Because without judgment, you're going to realize, okay, that was just my way of learning who I'm not, so I can remember my greatness and the wonderful being that I really am. So, what if every action has been set up perfectly by you so that you arrived at the spot where you are today in this moment, either looking for help or in a recovery program yourself? Can you then thank yourself for your cleverness and your brilliance? Because you are truly brilliant with the way that you set up your addiction. And yes, I said the way you set up your addiction. You were not powerless. You created it with your God-given power. That's why you can uncreate it at any moment by changing your beliefs. Now, yes, you can uncreate it by changing your beliefs. You may also, if you were into heavy drugs and alcohol, you may have to go in for a physical detox because your body has become used to drugs and alcohol. But that is not always necessary. You'll know. You know yourself whether that is something that you need to do. But what you need to do the most is look in that mirror and say, look deep into your eyes. Connect with the being inside and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I hurt you. I'm sorry that I acted the way I did. I realize that by acting that way, I now realize that's not the true me. The true me is the beautiful, magnificent being that I am deep inside. That I am spirit in these bodies. And I promise you, when you do that, and it may not be easy for you to do it first because there will be judgment coming up. But the more you do that, the easier it will be for you to let go of the judgments and be able to truly be sorry for what you did to you. And then express it to others if you really feel that that is necessary. And I stress, if you really feel that that is necessary, making amends to anyone we believe that we harmed. That doesn't necessarily mean you really harmed them, but if you believe you did, then you are carrying that crap around. And that crap is holding you back. It's like a chain or a stake around your neck that is staked into the ground and holding you back from being your greatness, from being the joy that you truly be. So it's all about, I'm sorry. when is I'm sorry needed? You know when it's needed. You know exactly when to say it. And you know when it's not needed. So I'm going to ask you again, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? And when you really think about it, who you are refusing to be is the real you, the God you, the God part of you, the powerful you, the brilliant you. So what can you now do to create your healthy, loving you? You can find more answers and reach me at beingrecovered.net. BEINGRECOVERED.net. On that site, you can find more information about me, and you can find information about Soul Steps, which is what we have been talking about with the step that we had just talked about, the step 9 that says made amends to anyone we believe that we had harmed. And if you have ever questioned AA's first step about being powerless over alcohol, and if you have been longing for a new recovery experience, one that validates your greatness rather than your weakness, that's what Soul Steps is about. It is that new recovery experience. It exposes the myth of personal powerlessness as an illusion, while it offers you non-traditional steps to remind you of your greatness. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us, and the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, and most beautiful you. Make the world a better place with you in it. And love those addictions for helping you to be a more responsible creator. Remember, experience equals compassion for ourselves. That is the way we have chosen to learn it in this third dimensional reality. Please have a wonderful evening. Be the love that you are, send the love out to the world, and I send my love to you.